Church, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, as well as Free FM in Hamilton. And just big shout out to all the people listening. There's different times of the day and night that the show's played, so thank you very much for leaving your radio turned on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on the air. You never know what you're going to hear, really. It's also shared with the Access Radio stations in Canada. We do a deal with, between Canada and New Zealand and Prince George in British Columbia, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and also Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA. So lots of people listening on radio. Thank you very much. This show is a bit of a tribute to Pat Enright, and I'll be playing his music just now and then in the show. But I'm going to play a fiddle tune now from a fiddle player that I first saw in 1971. He had featured on lots of Bill Monroe recordings, but was known for his fairly way out thinking, and that's a fiddle player called Vassar Clements. He was could be a very straight fiddle player, but he also had some lovely licks that no one else had. And I saw him at Bean Blossom in 1971 and was absolutely stunned by his playing. He was playing with John Hartford at the time and really contributed to his music. He's got an album of fiddle tunes, and he's got Bobby Osborne playing mandolin and Doug Jernigan playing dobro, Jack Hicks on banjo sometimes, Bob Hoban on piano, Harry Orlove on guitar, Andy Statman on mandolin, Don Messina on bass, and Dave Humphreys on percussion. He doesn't really play very straight music, and I told you I like the classic stuff. But here's a tune. He does a tune called Stomping Grass, G-R-A-Z-Z. That's typical Vassar Clements. And this is progressive music from the 1970s. Have a listen. What did you think of that? That was some stomping grass with two Z's on the end of it, or two Z's if you're living in the USA. He played some great music on stage with the Ten Fiddlers. They played all sorts of tunes up there at Bean Blossom, Indiana, and his fiddle stood out from the rest so much just by his choice of notes and his timing. Absolutely brilliant. Let's go back to some singing now. Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. This is live at Edwards Barn, and it's interesting to hear their start to the song. Listen very closely. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band has done some starts a little bit like this one.
This is a tune that I wrote years ago, 1972, I think, about going on the road and being away from your family. And I sent it to a friend of mine, John Duffy, who was spearheading the Seldom Seen band back in Washington, D.C., and they recorded it. I'm talking here.
I know that.
And
I'm arranging the song as you're talking.
It's called Wait a Minute. It goes like this.
Okay. Let's do that. That's as we end the first set. As I said, there may be times when we want to start some.
That was so, my cue, right?
I want you. Yeah, that was your cue. Do the talk again. Tell everybody how wonderful this song is, and then we'll start again. Okay.
Do the talk again.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
No, don't okay. Do the talk. Play the song.
Yeah. There we go.
Sarah, get a picture of him. There it is. Confused.
Forget he's here, folks.
Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Out doing the road, get the music done and move along. What good does it do? Play your songs for her and hear her say. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. She comes to you late at night's the time you hear her say once again. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Without a rest, I gotta hold on, 25 to go, and once again I'll hear you say, hey, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Did I Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Thank you. Well, isn't that a lovely version of that song? He wrote it, and I just think they performed it absolutely beautifully. Wait a minute, Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson. Chris was probably playing the mandolin for that. Herb Peterson would be playing guitar, and I just love the way they did that song. Oh, what shall we hear? We'll hear from Thomas Porter and the Copper River Band now. This is from the album Trolley Days, and this is a track called As Steady As She Goes. Thomas Porter is a fairly young man, and he's got a bunch of very experienced musicians around him. Dick Brown on banjo and vocals, and Doug Bartlett on fiddle and vocals. They're from the band Sawmill Road, who do a fine job. Bob Denencourt, many of you in Hamilton will remember when Mark Miracle came out with the band, and Bob Denencourt was playing playing bass in that band, and we did a concert down in the Hamilton Gardens in the auditorium down there, and it was a great concert. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did the first half, and X-Train was did the second half, and Bob Denencourt was playing banjo. Lovely guy. And Jim McGovern on mandolin, but Thomas Porter is singing this song. I think it's one he wrote even, Steady As She Goes. Thomas Porter.
Across the street, I asked her for her hand, bought her a golden band. That was the last time she ever wanted me. I tried to make her mind, but she won't have me. When she will settle down, nobody ever knows. She has a trail of hearts for men she strings along for fun. Steady as she goes. I sailed the sea of broken hearts, dear. Sweetness of your tender kiss, sad and broken hearted, washed up on the shore I'm found. I tried to make her mind, but she won't have me. When she will settle down, nobody ever knows. She has a trail of hearts for men she strings along for fun, and that's about as steady as she goes. Settle down, nobody ever knows. She has a trail of hearts for men she strings along for fun, and that's about as steady as she
Thomas Porter and the Copper River Band. Did I get that name right? The Copper River Band, that's right. And the album was Trolley Days. And some great bluegrass music there. Most of you New Zealand people who listen to bluegrass music and follow bluegrass music will be aware that the Petersons toured just a year or so ago now. And we had some of them in the studio here. You might remember that. They did a great concert in Hamilton, one in Tauranga that I went to, one in Thames that I went to, and I really enjoyed their music. And here they are from the album Live Sessions Volume 3, the Peterson Family doing Back Home Again.
There's a storm across the valley, the clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulder. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home. So farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How'd you spend your time? What's the latest thing neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday, sunshine made her cry. And you felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes it's so far feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. And all the time that I can lay this tired old body down, if your fingers feather soft upon me, it's the kisses that I live for and the love lights my way. The happiness you will bring me is the sweetest thing I know of just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home, like a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that makes me warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, hey, it's good to be back home again. Be back home again.
It's a very laid-back version of the John Denver song, and I hope you enjoyed that. They were a great band, and I enjoyed every minute of their concerts. You're listening to Free FM 89.0. This show is Back Porch Bluegrass, the Back Porch Bluegrass Show. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing you the music that I love. And this is a tribute to Pat Enright, the lead guitarist and vocalist of the Nashville Bluegrass Band for many decades. Wonderful vocalist and guitarist, and we're going to hear him now. Just after I've said, this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you're in Hamilton, go and see the folks from Shearer's. They've got a great shop, everything you could want musically, and they'll be pleased to help you buy it there. I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's Nashville Bluegrass Band with Almost.
It crossed my mind. She almost took my breath away, but I caught it just in time. Right before my heart fell into her hand, she nearly knocked me out, but buddy, here I stand. Almost, almost, almost bought the ring, set the date and made the toast. If we were throwing horseshoes, she'd get points for being close. Myself. Before I'd leave the house, I'd put my heart up on a shelf. Then she said the words, scared me half to death. They start the fight and end with you can guess the rest. Almost, almost, almost bought the ring, set the date and made the toast. If we were throwing horseshoes, she'd get punched for being close. Going, I was making plans to stay. I can't help but wonder who was the one that got away. Almost. If we throw a horseshoe, she'd get punched for being close.
What a fine band they are. Pat Enright with the lead vocals there on Almost. Here's a little bit of old-time banjo and dulcimer in there with a tune called Paddy on the Turnpike. I think we can squeeze this in. Thank you. was Bill Vannevar playing banjo and Ralph Smith on the dulcimer there with Paddy on the turnpike. We're taking it out with a tune from the album Nashville Bluegrass Band 20 Year Blues featuring Pat Enright, who just recently passed away. And it's an appropriate song called The Luckiest Man Alive. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll take it out with Pat Enright singing this song. Bye.
Must have been 2,500 men standing at the rail port side, laughing and throwing their hats in the air, sweethearts, babies, and wives. When my daddy came home, it was after the bomb in 1945. He said, I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. Said I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive. His old uniform used to hang in the closet till one day it just disappeared. When my mom asked him about it, he said that went to Goodwill last year. But still through the years, just a word of said I'm lucky, I'm the luckiest man alive.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are rooted in community support and engagement. Thank you for helping us stay on air.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centres Canada in making a difference today.
Do you want to make the world a better place, but don't know where to start? Become a volunteer with United for Literacy and help change lives through literacy. Approximately 40% of adults struggle to read or write simple texts. As a literacy program volunteer, you can help others achieve their goals. Literacy changes everything. For more information, go to www.unitedforliteracy.ca.
Your turn.